Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Mr. Rod McDonald, Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Information and Technology at Customs and Border Protection within the Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
And also joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security Services. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al.
Rod, let's start at the beginning. Can you tell us about the mission and history of Customs and Border Protection?
Sure. The primary mission of Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, is the protection of the country's borders from terrorist weapons and terrorists. That mission really goes back to the initiation of Customs and Border Protection in March of 2003, when we were created from three former agencies, the U.S. Customs Service, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and parts of the Department of Agriculture. With the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, the thinking was that we needed a consolidated border agency to protect the borders, and that's CBP. I should say that in addition to that primary mission, we're still responsible for the missions from those legacy agencies, collecting revenue, enforcing trade and related laws at the border, enforcing immigration laws, and also inspecting, ensuring the safety of food and related products coming into the country.
Can you give our listeners a sense of the scale of the operations at CBP? You talk about borders. How many miles of border are covered and how many items pass through these borders?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that because that is one of our very large challenges as an agency and particularly as an IT operation. We have about 6,000 miles of land border and many more miles of coastline. They're all part of the border of the United States. Along that border, we have 317 ports of entry that are legal ports of entry for the entry of goods and people. We also have 20 Border Patrol sectors where our Border Patrol agents are centralized where they can carry out their monitoring of the border. And along that border and in those ports, on any given day, CBP deals with over 1 million passengers and pedestrians, including over 600,000 aliens. We have to deal with almost 70,000 truck, rail, and sea containers coming to the country, approximately 300,000 incoming international air and sea passengers, as well as over 300,000 privately owned vehicles. I should say that in addition to that very large volume of legitimate traffic, we also deal with, again, on a daily basis, making about 60 arrests at our ports of entry. And between the ports of entry, we make approximately 3,000 apprehensions every day of people attempting to cross the border illegally. We also seize over 5,000 pounds of narcotics and refuse entry to approximately 800 non-citizens at our ports of entry. And again, that's every day. And I should say the real challenge for us is out of that very large flow of legitimate traffic, our problem is how do we identify those threats so we can identify and apprehend those threats and protect the border while facilitating the flow of the predominantly legitimate cargo, passengers, travelers coming into the country.
That's certainly a tremendous scale. And for my own clarification, this is also inclusive of all the territories outside of the continental U.S.
Exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit more specifically about your role as Assistant Commissioner and Chief Information Officer?
I'll be glad to, Al. Our Office of Information and Technology is a centralized function that provides all of the technology, information technology, and other technology support to the Customs and Border Protection mission. It's those missions that I described, that very large coverage, and approximately 43,000 employees are all centralized within our Office of Information and Technology, or OIT. As the Assistant Commissioner, I'm responsible for managing that organization, for directing our workforce. I serve as the Chief Information Officer and as the technology advisor to our senior management. I also participate on a Chief Information Officers Council with my counterparts throughout the Department of Homeland Security. I'm responsible for ensuring compliance with all the applicable regulations, procedures that relate to enterprise architecture, investment management, and the various technology standards. And I think my main role, is providing strategic direction to our organization, ensuring that we all keep our eyes focused on our real mission, which is the mission of CBP.
Rod, you came to this role after serving in several other roles within the Office of Information and Technology. Can you tell us a little bit about how these experiences affected your management style?
Thanks for that question, because I did have quite a bit of experience throughout all the parts of OIT and the predecessor organizations. And along the way, I think the main thing I gained was a real strong appreciation for CBP's mission and the role that we play as the technology people in supporting that mission. And one thing that I've always felt and I find that all of our employees feel is a real pride in supporting that CBP mission and being part of it. I'm also learned along the way and from having been involved with all the parts of the organization how important it is for us to operate as a team. In fact, that's our big motto this year that we're really working on is that OIT, as large as it is, and we're over 1,000 employees, we're really one team working together to deliver support to the CBP mission.
You described some of the elements within your purview. Can you describe how you have these elements organized in terms of the specific missions under your purview?
Yeah. Actually, we went through a reorganization in the last year to try to better align with CBP's mission. And what we've done is we've created program management offices that are focused on the different mission elements within CBP and the organizations that support those missions. For example, we have a cargo systems office that focuses on the handling of cargo. We have a traveler systems office. We have a targeting and analysis systems program office. So each of those organizations is program management focused in that they take a requirement from the user community we support, and they perform the planning, requirements definition, design development to turn that into an IT solution that we then deliver to the workforce. And all of our program management offices are aligned that way, essentially a horizontal orientation. At the same time, though, we do have a day-in, day-out responsibility, and we handle that with three organizations. We have a program integration division that does just that. It ensures integration across our programs with enterprise architecture, technology policies, investment management, and so on. And then sort of at the other end of the life cycle, if you will, is our technology operations division, which takes all of those solutions and ensure that they run 7x24 on our very widespread IT infrastructure. And then finally, we have a laboratory and scientific services division that performs laboratory analysis and other scientific services for our very widespread field workforce.
I'm going to leave the world of technology for a moment because we also understand that you spent a portion of your career directing the Office of Financial Management at Customs. How has this affected your perspective?
Yeah, actually, that was really – I spent about a year on a detail really focused specifically on some FMFIA findings. That's the Federal Managers Financial Integrity Act, which is an annual requirement for reporting weaknesses, internal controls and other weaknesses. And I was assigned there really to focus on those weaknesses and improve them. I did not become an accountant as a result of that experience, although there were people who would have wanted that. But I really did gain an appreciation for the financial world and the accounting world. And I built some great relationships with the people there, which has really helped in that we recently, a couple of years ago, converted our legacy financial systems to an SAP integrated financial system and very successfully, I might say. And I think a lot of those relationships I had forged in that earlier assignment really helped make this a success.
What are the priorities of the Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Information Technology at Customs and Border Protection? We will ask CIO Rod McDonald to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.